It's already been powerful. It's already been amazing. We could just leave right now and say we've been in the presence of God. But, you know, God is not a button. You just push him. He appears, or you rub a bottle like a genie, and he just comes out. And three wishes. You know, God's not that way. God's presence permeates the earth. He's not just contained to walls. He's everywhere. God is everywhere. Just turn to somebody and say, God is everywhere. And we're so blessed today because he is here. Hallelujah. So I do, and I don't know, but I'm going to pray for Kevin. Where did Kevin go? All right. We want to pray for Kevin in a minute on behalf of his grandmother, okay, who's real sick. There's other people here that's been on my heart to pray for. We want to lift those people up and pray for those folks also. But some people were supposed to have been here. We was going to pray for, but they're not here today. And Miss Becky, right here, Henry and Becky, who comes. Listen, I've been to their place. I tell you this, it's not down the road. It's down the road, 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 and down the road, okay? So it's somewhere in Hayside, up on, what do you call that ridge? Backbone Ridge. So, but Becky just lost two loved ones. She lost a sister, and she lost a brother. Very, very close. Now, we've had other people here in ministry who's had similar situations. But I want us to pray for Becky today. Right now, stretch your hand toward her, and let's pray that God of all peace and comfort would touch this family in a way that only God can touch. Right now, we just pray a release of peace and comfort in her heart and her spirit. In Jesus' name, he's the God. The word said he's the God of all comfort. When no one else can comfort you, Jesus can. When no one else is there, Jesus is. And we know that we fall short, Lord. We know that we can't be there, Lord, but you are there. You're constant. You're the only constant in this inconstant world, Lord. So, Father, we bless her and her family. And may your grace and your goodness lead those who don't know you to a place of grace and peace in Jesus' name. We believe that, don't we? Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise. Come here, Mikey. Go ahead. You want to say something, Bob? Oh, okay. Come here. Come here, Mikey. I want you to meet Mikey Hill. This is Sister Rubel's son, Chrissy's brother. And some places would probably, they'd say, don't say anything about that because you're not supposed to talk about your past. Everybody's got a past. But he just got free, literally, from out in the eastern part of Virginia. And so Mikey is here today. He's really, and everybody who knows and's been following and been in this ministry a while, knowing that we've been praying for Mikey and we've been lifting him up. And he has been corresponding by phone. And he's always said, when I get out, Lost Creek is already my home, he says. And he says, when I'm coming back, he says, I'm going to be discipled because the world that Jesus set me free from is the world that God is going to send me to help set the captive free. How many knows that? If God sets you free from addiction, then ultimately your goal should be get other people free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come here, Heath. Bring one of them mics here. And Mikey might just wanted to say something. I don't know. But I know he's glad. Wow. Everybody, turn to somebody and say, wow. Have you lost your wow? Maybe you need to get your wow back. Hallelujah. Man, I feel this moment. I've been looking forward to this all week long.
I did 4 years, and I had to go back for some six extra. To, yeah, I was trying to be a doctor. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on. Yeah. A lot of you sitting in your seats this morning, and church is a natural thing. You go on Sundays, you go on Wednesdays, you do the extra stuff, and you don't even think about it not being there, or you not having an opportunity to go. Well, since February 2020, they came into the prison, and they took our church. They said, you can't go. They said that due to COVID and due to restrictions, the preachers can't come in. We tried to get them to let us have church themselves, and of course they said no to that. I was practically born in a church house, been in it my whole life. Dad was a preacher. That's a story for another time, but you don't realize the things you take for granted. And it can be took away from you in just a second. Man, it's hard not being able to go to church. For the past year, I've had two Christian brothers that were in there with me. Surrounded by 70 other guys that they weren't bad people, but they're struggling. Don't ever forget, I want you to remind yourself every morning that it can all be taken away in the blink of an eye. And there's people in charge and in power right now that would love nothing more than to put chains on that door and keep us out of here. And they're against everything that's good and everything that's holy. But I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done. Whether you're drowning in addiction or you've lost a loved one. Or if you're struggling in your marriage or the enemy's trying to get your kids. There ain't nothing that God can't do. There's a few people in here that know me from my past. They know some of the things that I've done. And I was not a good person. I'm still not a good person, but I've done some bad, bad things. But I want you to know right now that there's nothing you've done that Jesus won't forgive you for. Amen. One of my favorite verses is that God uses the weak to found those that are strong. He uses the foolish to put to shame those that are wise.
Yes.
God uses broken things. He uses broken people. Y'all don't know how long I've waited for this moment.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! Hallelujah! Yes.
But for everybody that's prayed for me, thank you. I've never loved a group of people that I've never met. I've met some of you, but I could feel y'all's prayers, and they showed up every day in my life by the favor God showed me. Been through some hard times, but Jesus carried me through every one. But Scripture talks about, I can't remember where it's at, but He talks about waging a good warfare. And that's what we got to do. And not on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday is when we wage war. So try to make a point every single day when you're out there in the world, when you're at work, when you're doing the things outside of church, that those are the times that's most important. And those are the people that you meet that need it the most.
Yes. Awesome, brother.
But that's all for now. But I just want to thank y'all again. And just let you know that I love every one of you. And I try to get to know you as quick as I can. I'm terrible with names, so it take me a long time to remember it. But yeah, definitely got time.
Yeah. Yes. There's nothing that God can't do. Nothing. Hallelujah.
Church, this is what we live for right here. This is what we live for. I like what you said there at the end. You said that's all for now. More to come, to be continued. But let me just say something real quick to you that's very powerful. It just spoke to me because we've seen so many people come where you've been. So many people in this room. And I need you to do something. You're going to go far. I see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
But don't you forget this man. You're leaving this man behind.
Yes.
But don't forget him.
Yes.
Because there's a hunger in you.
Yes.
You're not taking this stuff for granted. And what happens is sometimes we get so advanced that we forgot what that felt like just to want to be in this house.
Yes.
Michael, do you remember that? You remember your first week out? Regan, you remember your first week out? What would have kept you out? Not a million horses. Shane, do you remember? Allison, there's people all in this room. Or if you weren't even delivered from an actual prison, but you were delivered from drugs or a spiritual prison or a depression prison, do you remember what it felt like? You remember this man. And when you lay in that bed and the enemy gets your head and says, well, you don't have to go today. You remember these words. You remember that passion that you had. Because we're going places, baby. Come on, give it up.
Come on, give God praise. Awesome. Love you, brother. Listen. Whoa, man. Well, I believe. Wow. Look, let me tell you, Mikey called his mom, and you know, and I talked to him too, but every time Mikey get off the phone, he'd say, Pastor R, he says, I love you. You know what? I believed every word of it. There's words that we say, wow. But how many know that love has to have a demonstration? God demonstrated his love toward us. He demonstrated it. The King James says, commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So there's a demonstration of love. There, it's not just a word love. Love is true love when there is a demonstration of love. So I appreciate Mikey. Mikey says, well, I'm getting out, I'm coming here. Look where he is. Regan said the same thing. Mike said the same thing, other people here today. So I am very aware of the time, and I feel like that the Lord's sort of just winding this together, but I do have something. I had an image, Miss Lacon, or yep there, yep. Put that up there, that picture, the big picture with a three-letter word, okay? It looks like a Marvel thing, okay? Kevin. And it seems like that I sense, don't take this wrong, a spirit of prayer or a moment of prayer praying for people. There's people listening in right now by way of live stream that your life is broken. It says, as Heath described, your life has been broken. People who are incarcerated at Mountain City, other people that may find resources to find this service. But I want to say to you today, you that are broken, there is one who loves you, who loves you, and his love reaches to you today. No matter where you are, I don't care if you're in Russia, I don't care if you are in China, or if you're in the Middle East and people are listening all over the world. Look at the map back there. Wherever you're listening from, whatever place you're seated in today, know that there's a God who loves you, who loves you, who loves you. And he's reaching out to you today. He's reaching out. He's reaching out to you. Amen. So, wow, we thank the Lord for that. Now, I want you to stretch your hand toward Kevin. And let's believe. There's power in prayer. If there be no power in prayer, we wouldn't even be doing this. Why would we do it? Why would we even be here? If we didn't believe that which we asked for will be given to us in Jesus' name. So, Father, I pray for this grandmother. And I pray for this grandchild, Kevin, Lord. Lord, Kevin goes back to those early years in the fourth grade, Lord, a young man walking around. And you knew this moment. And Father, I pray today, this family you love, I pray that your love would reach into this home and that virtue from your very glory and presence would flow into her life right now. Bring healing and deliverance, Lord. Strength to these lungs, strength to this heart, strength to these muscles and body, Lord. I pray that, and I thank you for it. I thank you that we have that which we've asked, because we ask it in Jesus' name. There is no other name. There is no other name. There is no other name given among us whereby we are saved. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I pray that the knee of depression would bow today. The knee of heart disease would bow. The knee of cancer would bow. The knee of brokenness would bow. The knee of anxiety and fear would bow. Bow, 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 bow. Right now, at the name of Jesus. And can we all say amen? Amen. Give him a shout. Come on. Don't ever praise God by panicking. He is worthy of your wow. He is worthy of your wow. Wow. How many's ever said that a few times in your life? Mrs. Zara's listening in. We miss you, sweetie. And Willow Bain, we're thankful. We've had a lot of wow moments in our lives. People tell me about wow moments. This family right here, Nathan and Bethany, they've been rolling the wow moments here lately, talking about all the things that's wowed them. More wow to come. More wow to come. Hunter, that game the other night, man. Well, I'm gonna tell you what, man. You all rocked there. Now, you didn't fool around in that game. But I guarantee there were a few people in that stand that looked around at each other and said, "Wow." Did you ever say that night, Joe? Oh, okay. There you go. I saw one fan, and I won't say who. But when I see them, I'm going to call them out. Because I'm going to say, do you wow that much in church? You know what I saw? I saw them standing up in the front of the bleachers with a towel going, "Woo!" And when people come to church, they say, you're supposed to be quiet in church. Quiet in church? How can you be quiet around Jesus? Come on! How can you be quiet around the Holy Ghost? Now, I know that there's a scripture, but you say, Pastor Art, what is it? But it says, be still and know that I am God. Yes. Listen, all the universe could not contain the wiles that's gone forth from the hearts of God's people who have been astonished at Jesus. What would you do to get to Jesus today? Wow. Do anything. What would you do to get anybody to Jesus? Would you tear a roof off of a building to get people to Jesus? Well, in Mark chapter 2, that's what they did, Miss Diamond. Four men carrying a lame man that couldn't get there himself. They carried. Thank the Lord for busing ministry. Amen. Come on. Thank the Lord for homeless ministry. Thank God for prison ministry. Thank God for youth ministry. Take those that can't go themselves. And the objective, Johnny, is to get them to where Jesus is. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Because the fact is, there were so many people standing around that little house that no one could get in. But this was important. In the King James, it says, in the New King James, it says that he was in the house present to heal. Healing don't happen. Breakthroughs don't happen unless Jesus is in the house. Listen, I want you to be here. Listen. Woo. But when I saw you this morning, I almost did me a happy dance. And when I see all of you here today, when I see you come in, I can do a happy dance. Because I look forward to you all coming all week long. So I'm not looking at the seats where people were sitting. I'm looking at the ones who are here today, wowing a presence of God and giving God praise because he is worthy of your wow. So these guys couldn't get to Jesus. Hey, there's no way you can get in the door. What would you do to get to Jesus? What would you do to get other people to Jesus? People at the old church, you remember this. There were people who came. It was so crowded. You remember that. Sister Sturgill, you remember that, Sister Jenny. It was so crowded that people said, if I don't get there 45 minutes early, I'm not going to get a seat, or I can't get a parking place. We had the police called on us for being a congestion. I'm not lying to you. I'm not telling. Listen, we've had the law called on us different times, but for congestion, because we were blocking driveways. We were up and down the roads and parking in the grass and parking in the ditch. Listen, people, listen, had a hunger. They wanted to find out what was going on. Listen, that's called wow. That's called wow. Listen, he's the same God today as he was then, when people were climbing over each other to get in the presence of God. Just let me get to him. Just let me get to him. Whatever it takes, Lord, just let me get to him. So they said, there's no way physically possible we can get this man, and then we're carrying him. So somebody came up. Maybe corporately, we don't get the scripture, Shane. The idea. I know what we'll do. We'll take them up on the roof. We'll tear the roof off. Yeah. That's really raising the roof, Scott. Listen, y'all were raising a roof out there the other night. And I'm glad you're doing better, and I'm glad you didn't break your leg. I'm glad you didn't do some kind of serious knee damage. Mr. Hunter's back here from getting bruised up and beat up in that game. But there was a lot of wow in that game. There was a lot of wow factor in that game. Guess what? There needs to be a lot of wow factor in the presence of God, in the house of God. Have you lost your wow? Heath preached here a few weeks ago about the why. You got to have the why, but you got to have the wow.
If you got the why, you need the wow.
Yes. If you've got the why, then you'll keep the wow. So they tore the tile off the roof. They said, we'll get to him some way. What would you do to get to Jesus? Well, a little man about, I don't know, probably 4 foot something. Big crowd coming through. Luke chapter 19, he knew that he couldn't see Jesus, and he had a bad knee to seeing Jesus. He was a sinner. He was lost. Let me tell you, if you want to get to Jesus, there is nothing that can hold you back. The devil can't hold you back. Hell can't hold you back. People can't hold you back if you want to see Jesus. So here's the wow thing. He came and said, I'm too small. I'm stature. His name was Zacchaeus. You ever heard of a man named Zacchaeus before? He was a person that people hated. He was a tax collector. Internal revenue. Bill collectors. Money that had dollar signs rolling in their eyeballs, you know. They don't like him because if you don't have it, and when people ask for it, you got to pay up. So he wasn't a man that was very well liked. He wasn't socially accepted in many of the circles in that day. He wasn't. But he knew that Jesus was coming by. And he says, I've got to see Jesus. I believe there are people here come today. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, if you're making a grocery list right now, I promise you, this is not the time to do it right now. Listen, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss a revelation. You're going to miss something spiritual that God's trying to deposit into your spirit that will give you up and give you wow to keep going in your journey. And so, here he was. So what he said, imagine here, is a sycamine tree. He said, I know what I'll do. The Holy Ghost creativity began to click in Mr. Zacchaeus. He says, I can't get through the crowd. Not like the woman with the issue. I'll get to him no matter what. I'm desperate. How many knows when you're desperate, you'll do desperate things? Get up. Yes, you'll move from Dickinson County. You'll move from a place that you already settled in. You'll move from a place where you're comfortable. You'll move to a place where neighbors and friends and family are there continually. You'll move from that. If God tells you you've got to get to him, to this next level, then you will do what you've got to do to get there. Yes, you'll change your budget. You'll change your location. Hallelujah. You'll change your agenda. You'll change your job. Come on, what? You'll cancel cruises. Thank you for saying that. You know why? A battleship instead of the love boat. Oh, you all didn't even get that. You didn't even get that. But you'll do what you got to do. Even if the Lord says move, I don't know how, Lord. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the next step is. But God, you just show me the way, because I've got to get to where you need me to be. Hallelujah. You'll give up pastoring. Whew. You'll give up whatever religious agenda that you may have been attentive to. You'll give up. You'll do whatever you have to do. You'll push through whatever you have to push through. You'll climb over whatever you've got to climb over. You'll deny whatever you've got to deny, as long as you can get to where Jesus needs you to be. There are people today come with this agenda today. I'm going to get to Jesus. He says, I'm too small. You ever felt small in your life? I have. Can I tell you something, Henry? You don't know this about me, but when I was a kid, I was small and frail. And I felt hated, and I felt disliked, and I felt disowned. And I felt like I was only a part of something, but not because of love all the way. And I felt small. When I went to school, I felt small. Physically, I was sort of small, and I was frail. A lot of people don't know this, but I used to wear layers of clothes. I used to wear layers of clothes to be seen, because something was lacking inside of me. I was small of stature, but yet God had a call from the beginning. From the beginning of time, before the aeons of time, God knew you. He knew where you would be right here today. Before all of this happened, God knew you would be here. He knew you would be here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He knew you'd be here, Mikey. He knew you had to, listen, wade water and fight hell, but eventually you get here, because he destined it from the beginning. And until you find that why, the wow won't mean anything to you. It's like a pet club. Church will be just like a pet rally. You'll just get in the middle of the pet rally, not even know who you're rooting for. Woo! Who am I rooting for? Who am I praising? So he said, I know what I do. I'll climb this tree right here, because Jesus is going to walk by here. And I know when he walks through here, I can't get through that crowd. They're too big and I'm too small. But he said, some way or another, I've got to get to Jesus. Ain't that right, Shane? Some way. Yes, I'll do the time. I'll do whatever I do. Listen, I'll be broken. I'll give it up. I'll give it all, just as long as I can get to Jesus. Right, Miss Holly? The Lord knew this day, even back when you were hiding behind the potato chip counter. Or whatever you call that, Stacy, where you put chips in there, rack. Juwan, God knew that day before you even came to this earth. God knew this day. That's a wow, Diamond. That's a wow. That's a wow. So he climbed the tree. Ooh, there he comes. Wow. Don't you think he might have said that? I don't know what they, in Aramaic. Well, I'll tell you just in a second if I got time. Yes. Whew. Turn to somebody and say, wow makes the way. It really does. It really does. I remember some of you coming into this place. The first you walked through here was an atmosphere probably a little bit different than what you were. But God did something in the atmosphere that, I don't care religiously, I don't care philosophically, I don't care where you were necessary, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, through God's wow to you, you brought a wow to him. But you, he wrapped his heart around you. And it's like I hear this from time to time, but people who sit here miss it. There are people that walked in this room today, like Mikey, who's never really physically been in our midst, who said, wow, I love you guys, and I've never even been with you before. Some of us are here Sunday after Sunday, and we leave the same old way because you have dropped your wow from your vocabulary. God don't wow you anymore. It takes more to wow you. Come on, Pastor R. Come on, do a better show. Do a better show. Preach a better sermon. Sing better songs. Listen, that's not going to help you get your wow. Let me tell you something. Jesus is the only one that can give your wow. There are people who leave the church and said, I've not been wowed enough. The same God that wowed me years ago is the same God that wows me today. I don't need a show to get wowed. I don't need entertainment to get wowed. Listen, I don't need a big fancy praise band. I don't need a fancy preacher. Listen, the presence of Jesus wows me. Come on, come on. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Come on. That's why people go from pillar to post, because they're trying to find something to wow them. And you missed it. But Zacchaeus didn't miss it. I gotta climb this tree. I gotta climb this tree. There he comes. Oh, there he comes. Can't you hear the roar of the crowd? Yeah, I'm in the right place, all right. If I was down there walking around, I'd get stepped on. I'd get walked on. I'd get pushed over. But I set myself in a position of breakthrough. I placed myself on the street called breakthrough. I climbed a tree if it was necessary to get to Jesus. Kevin, let me tell you what Jesus did for you, brother. He climbed a tree over 2,000 years ago to get to you. To get to you. Hallelujah. I love, that's Kevin. Listen, I'm excited. I've got some wow in me today. How about you? Come on, Pastor R. Act more dignified. Wrong pastor, wrong preacher. I am who I am by the grace of God. I will not change for you. I will not change for no one. I am who God and still perfecting in me. I'm still growing, Miss Selena. So think about that. Jesus climbed a tree for you all. Oh, to get to you. Wow. Turn to somebody and say, wow. Are you getting a hold of this? Wow. Everybody's afraid to say no. I'm afraid I'll grab them. Start dancing with them. Not going to do that. When you see people come out of places like this, you wow to the glory of God. When I saw Mikey this morning sitting back there, a grin as big as a possum eating possum grapes, just sitting up there in that seat, a smile from ear to ear, You know what? Inside his spirit, I can't speak for you. You did a great job just a minute ago. But in your spirit, I bet you was saying, when you walk through that door, wow. I'll go back further than that. I say the day that mama got a hold of you, picked you up, you and Chrissy and Olivia, I'd say you had a big wow. The day you give your heart to Jesus, you got up from that altar, your sins were rolled away, cast into the sea of forgetfulness, your burdens rolled away. The first thing that exuberated from your spirit was, wow, Jesus. Wow, Jesus. Oh, wow. I didn't really even start. So I'll close on this scripture because there were some places you can't help from being in the presence of God and coming away without a wow. You can't help it. That's why John the Revelator in the book of Revelation said, I fell at his feet as a dead man because I saw fiery eyes. I saw hair like white as wool. I heard voices as loud as the water of many waterfalls. And I saw him. I just fell at his feet. I wonder when John saw that, did he not say, woo! What Jesus is telling me, you need to get your wow back. You get your wow back, others will get their wow back. Leave here with a wow. Leave here with a wow. This week on social media, testify to God's goodness. Throw some wows out there. Throw some wows. He couldn't describe what he had seen. John couldn't. He couldn't describe what he had seen. He tried, and as the Spirit moved in him, he wrote the greatest revelation known to man. Oh, all the things that have been and that are and are yet to come. Wow. Woo! He heard the Lord said, I am the Alpha. I am the beginning. And I am, oh, I am he. I am he. But hallelujah. I was dead, but now I'm alive. John, I have the keys. I have the keys. John probably said, some of you still not got it yet. Have you got it, Brian? You got a hold of it? Because John would have said what? You bet he would have. And then, oh, one of my favorite parts of Isaiah 6, when Isaiah was the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high lifted up in his glory, or his train, which means glory. His glory filled the temple of what he saw. He saw cherubims, as Heath was talking about. He saw angels. He saw things unimaginable in the glory realm. He saw these things, and it changed him. Guess what? Your wow will change you. If you let your wow, it will change you. Because what some of you need is to go back like Jacob did. Find your wow again. Find where you left it off and pick it back up and continue to wow God. And he said, I saw him high and lifted up. I saw his glory. I saw his train. I saw the altar. I saw the tongs on the altar. I saw the fire. I saw things. Oh, Imagine what Isaiah said when he saw all of those things. He probably would have said, what?
Wow.
Wow. Does God still wow you? I don't need nobody pushing and motivating me to get here. Because there's something I find here that I don't find. Oh, I can find the presence of God in my living room. I can find him up on the hillside, in the mountainside somewhere. I can still get wild. But there is something special when God's people come together and just wow together. Amen.
Dad.
Yes.
Brother Billy, this morning when I picked him up, 89 years old, that's exactly what he said. He said, you can watch it on TV. We were talking about that. Said, but there's no place like getting together with God's people and worshiping. So in 89 years, Brother Billy has still got his, 90 years, Brother Billy still has his wow, right?
I'm closing. I want to share the scripture that I wanted to start out with my text. For years, I've preached for decades. I've ministered longer than most of you here are old. And I've already relied upon God's word. I felt God's word. And don't tell me you haven't. Hello? But how in need we are of his word. And how his word wows me. He always continues to wow me. Some of my lowest places, God came through in seasons of testing and trials. And God has wowed me. You know, that word's interesting because we're living in uncommon times. And we've been talking about that for a good while, and I hope some of you, it's resonating in your spirit, that we can't do things the way we've always done them. There are seasons in our life that praise needs to stand up inside of us. Time that we open our mouths and praise God. Because this scripture, what I'm saying here is real. God commanded everyone to praise him. That's not just the bold and the beautiful. You missed that one too. God calls everything. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Guess what? If you feel unworthy, you're still worthy to praise God. If you feel small, you're still worthy to praise the Lord. I know some people probably won't take this, but God gets praise at times, not out of people's sin, but God gets glory ever he gets it out. And it's not for me to say there are things God cannot get glory from. Amen. Because that's God's things. But let everything, everyone, praise the Lord. Everyone. So in Psalms 117, hidden within the books of God's powerful word, I'm going to utter two little scriptures here, and we're closing. For all those listening in today, this went where nowhere. I guess this was just warm up. There has to be. But God told me to tell you, get your wow back. Get your wow back, and all those other things will light up in your life. Because if you lay your wow down, you're in trouble. So Psalms 117, this is a praise psalm. Wow. And I'll look this at the Passion. You can look at whatever translation you're looking at it. I love it in different translations. But I'll look it here. He says, let everyone everywhere, everyone, Not those who are just pious and those who are religious and who got everything together. Let everyone everywhere. Say everyone. Everywhere. Shine. Woo! Shine. It's your turn to shine. God called you to shine. To be the light in the darkness. David said he put a new song in my mouth. And many will see it. And praise the Lord because of what they see in me. Do you hear what the Lord's saying today? So let everyone everywhere shine with praise to Yahweh. That's mentioned several hundred times in the scripture, the word Yahweh. A name for God. A powerful name for God. Now, listen, this is what I'm saying. We're closing at the end of this, but it says, listen to this. Let it all out. Whoa, I love it. Come on, let it all out. You know what some of you are doing? You're holding it in. You're hiding your light under a bushel. The glory cannot be released when you're hiding your life under a bushel, a place of obscurity. What you've got to do is be the light amidst a dark canvas of a broken world. Because your light can give guidance. And the only Jesus that this broken world will see, if they see it lived through your praises and through your light and through your example. I can't be a light if I'm doing the same thing the world's doing. Nobody's going to believe my light. Right? I didn't say you were perfect. I just said nobody's going to believe it. So that means there's a distinction with your light. It's a light that shines against the darkness. Light swallows up the darkness. How many knows that? This room was totally dark. You turn one little light on, the darkness would be swallowed by that light. And that's what your light is supposed to do when you step into a broken world, wherever it is. Wow. Okay. Let it all out. God said, some of you have been holding back on me. You've been holding out. You've been holding out. Maybe like that one in the ball game. I get into the ball games too. Wow. I do. I've had those wow moments at ball games where I couldn't believe the play I just saw, or the catch, or the slam dunk. I couldn't believe what I just saw. And I'd turn around to a family or a friend. I'd say, wow. When my two kids were born, I couldn't even fathom the moment. But yet there was something in me that just said, wow. Woo. See, some of you, listen, this whole time you've been saying you're getting it. Now, have you laid your wow down right now? Oh, Pastor, are my knee? Oh, I'm not going there. I said I was going to behave myself, and I'm not going to go there. Let it all out. Turn to somebody and say, let it out. Let your praise out. Quit holding your praise in. If you want to dance, you dance. If you want to shine, you shine. If you want to lift your hands, lift your hand. But don't do it in a ball game and come here and clam up. Because if I'm at the ball game, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to say, I guess you're going to be doing that on church Sunday morning, right? Yes, 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 yes. I know it's hard to love me sometimes. I know it is. But I love it, I love it, I love it. Because I love you. Get a hold of this. We're closing. Let it all out. Just go ahead and praise him. Just let it out. Go ahead and praise him. You're not going to scare God. You're not going to embarrass God. What's holding you back? Where have you laid your wow? Listen, this is one reason to wow him. For he has conquered us with his great love. Oh, somebody said, just give me a reason to praise him. Listen, before you even knew you were you, God had a plan to rescue you and get you from the miry pits of hell. Save you. Deliver you. Don't you think he's worthy of your praise and your wow? I've looked at years ago, I don't hardly see it now, but raised in a dark holler back years ago in southeast Kentucky, you could look up at the sky, whole lot different look than it is around a lit up place. But I saw all those, as a kid I was fascinated by all those twinkling stars, and I'd go out and I'd look at the Milky Way and I'd look at the Big Dipper and I'd look at all the constellations. I was just amazed by what I saw. One night out on the sea, a turbulent storm nearly took the disciples down. Jesus arose from the bottom of that ship, darkened, filled with water, and in chaos, he went to the bow of that ship and he put his hand out and he said, "Peace. You know what? When he turned to his disciples, you know, the first thing they said was, they really did. They were amazed. They marveled that the winds and the waves were subject to him. Does he wow you, Scott? Hallelujah. You bet your dollar he does. Listen, God don't touch down, touch and heal your body. And listen, healing your body right now, God doesn't do that without us saying, wow, wow. When you got that report, that last report, come on now, be real with me. Don't act like you got it all together. You know, I'm still waiting for the moment that God unlocks the key right here and she rips out from behind this thing that holds her back and she dances all over this place. When you got that last report, you may have not said that word. Maybe you did say the word. What was your response in your heart? Come on, I can't hear you. Did y'all hear that? Wow. Wow. They were amazed. Does God still amaze you? That's why I keep going. That's why I keep doing. That's why I keep about this, because God continuously wows me. A little bit in the fleshly, like when I saw my to-be wife dressed that morning. Not in a big, glorious gown whose train had to be held up by many others, but just in a simple little white dress. We stood before an old country preacher. and Dixon County, Kentucky, Virginia. And we stood before this old country preacher. And that whole morning, I couldn't get my eyes off of her. Come on, Henry. Do you know what I'm talking about? All right, all right. Because if you was going to leave me high and dry, brother, I was in trouble. Listen, you know what? When I still look at her, I still am wowed by what I see. Come on! Come on! Get your wow! Get your wow up! Get your wow back! And this says, let it all out. Just go ahead and praise him. And I didn't say that to make anyone here feel bad, because sometimes things change in our life. But there's chapters to be written and stories yet to be told. But keep your wow. Keep your wow. For he conquered us with his great love, and his kindness has melted our hearts. His faithfulness lasts forever. And every morning, Stacy, I get up with his faithfulness. I'm reminded where God awakened me and kept me from harm through the night, that it's his faithfulness that keeps me going every day. I'm wowed by this amazing God, by this loving Jesus. I'm amazed. I'm wowed. I'm wowed. Does he still wow you? His faithfulness lasts forever, and he will never fail you. There's a wow right there. Come on, are you with me? Have you gone to sleep? Are you with me? Turn to somebody and say, wow. Wow. God says that we can lose our wow. So go ahead, he says. Let it all out. And praise Yah. Just praise him. Let it out and praise him. So you know what we're going to do today? And some of you already have. Yeah. We're going to wow. We're going to leave here with a wow. And if you're not going to be willing to leave with a wow, I'll follow in behind you. I'll go all the way to the house with you. I'll keep wowing you till you get your wow back. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. 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 Can you still wow this morning? Can you still wow? Listen, all those who's watching today online, I want to hear some wows from you. You say, you can't hear me, Pastor R. Oh, but listen, you can write them down. You can write a lot of stuff on social media. Listen, I want to see some wows out there. Whatever you're going through, you can still wow. Wherever you are, you can still wow. Whatever mood you're in, you can still wow. You can wow. We can wow. Let's wow some more. Let's praise some more. Let's worship some more. This uncommon time that we live in is going to call for an uncommon praise to rise up among the camp of God's people. It's going to call for a praise that will keep praising no matter what. No matter who's not sitting next to you, going to wow anyway, amen? No matter who you ask and they didn't respond, you're going to wow anyway, amen? No matter what people say, you're going to wow anyway, right? Hallelujah. Because you're wowing not because of who you are, but because of who He is. Amen. He is worthy of your wow. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Thank you for being patient. And I just scratched the surface. So we get to wow some more. Imagine what's going to be when you close your eye in death and you awaken in the presence of Jesus, literally. And you see things that are unimaginable. And the first thing you see is Jesus. What do you think you're going to do? Wow! I made it home! I made it home! Come on. So we're going to wow just a moment here today in the presence of the Lord. We're going to wow in the presence of the Lord. You know, this will be another time, but when Jacob met the Lord that day out there at a place that he later called Bethel, it's called the house of God. He named it and he built a, he took a, made a pillar and he of stone and he consecrated it. And he called it that way, he called it that place, house of God, because he encountered the presence of God. And when he encountered the presence of God, it amazed him. It amazed him. It amazed him. And you know what he said? He said, surely the Lord is here. Is this not the house of God? Is this not the presence of God? You know, when we come to church, when we come to a assembly, a community assembly like this, when we leave, we ought to leave wild. If you don't leave wild, something got missing in the transfer. Are you with me? That means your mind was somewhere else, or your agenda was somewhere else, or your thoughts were somewhere else. I don't know. But every time you encounter God, you ought to leave with saying, God, surely we've been in the presence of the Lord today. Surely, come on, wow. Let's worship the Lord. I don't know who here today, but some of you need to pick your wow back up. And if you've laid your wow down, get your wow back up. The Lord said some of you have hung your harps in the willows and you're not in Babylon anymore. He said, get your harps down and start singing praises. Come on, I don't care if you can't carry a note in a bucket. Listen, you give God praise anyway. You praise Him, praise Him. Let everything that have breath praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him. Wow. Thank you, Jesus, right now for your presence and your glory. And Lord, where we failed, I pray that you make it up. And Lord, where we faltered, I pray that you make it up. And Lord, I've tried to bring something about that will cause people, Lord, under the leadership of your Spirit, to think about the reason why they're wowed. Lord, we're wowed today. You've wowed us, amen. You've wowed us. You've healed our bodies. You've saved our children, Lord. You've delivered us from our addictions, Lord. Yes, we've escaped hell, dismal places, Lord. And there's a reason why we can wow, Lord, today. Come on, give him some of your wow right now. Come on, give him some of your wow right now. Come on, don't play patty cake. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Come on. give him glory. Come on, give him glory. Come on, give him the praise. He has lifted me from the mire and the clay of sin. He set your foot upon a rock. Come on, give him your wow today. Give him your wow. He's reached down and spared your life. Reversed the plight. You could have been dead. This wife right here could have been putting flowers on your grave as a memorial. But you're standing here today in the presence of Jesus. Don't tell me there's not a reason to give him wow. Amen. Come on.